With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome. This week, you're in for a treat as we tackle this question from listener Trent.
I just got back from walking my dog. Now, about a block from my house, there's a trailer that's been parked there for a year or two, and every time we walk by, the dog pees on the same tire. Got me thinking, urine contains uric acid. Is that strong enough to eat through the rubber of the tire? If so, how long would it take?
Hi, Trent. While I don't doubt your dog's destructive power, its wee isn't going to eat through that tire, not in a lifetime of walkies. To understand why, let's look at what happens when the rubber meets the flow, starting with the flow, that is, urine. Urine in mammals is about 95% water. The remaining 5% is various waste products of metabolism, like urea, mineral salts, and indeed uric acid. That can mean that urine is slightly acidic. But uric acid isn't particularly strong, and compared to in birds, where all that white stuff in the droppings is uric acid, in mammals, there isn't that much of it. The result is that dog urine normally ranges from only mildly acidic to even mildly alkaline. The actual acidity will vary depending on the dog's age, diet, and health. Okay, what about the tire then? Modern pneumatic tires are usually made of cords of steel or fiber covered in rubber. In fact, our tires have been made out of rubber ever since Robert William Thompson invented them in 1846, 40 years before even the first car. The reason being, rubber is firm enough to resist the road but flexible enough to be comfortable on uneven ground. Plus, the rubber gets vulcanized, meaning that cross-links between the long molecular chains make the stuff even harder. All this is to say that rubber is a very resistant material, not known for its vulnerability to chemicals. Unfortunately, I don't know if anyone's done the specific experiment that would precisely answer your question. You should be the first. But the rubber seal manufacturers, Mykin, do have a chemical resistance chart to make sure that you're using the right type of rubber for the environment. And SBR, the most common type of tire rubber, has the highest possible rating against uric acid, meaning that they're expecting it to be barely affected. That's why I'm confident in saying that you're not going to be done in for vandalism. I also asked David Williams, a vet from the Queen's Veterinary School Hospital, who agreed that the wee would have no effect on car tires. And he says, the more interesting question is how your dog is using it to communicate with other dogs through what he calls pee mail. Trent, thanks for your question. Next time, listener Kelvin has a dieting trick he's thinking of trying out.
We are told not to overcook our vegetables because this kills the nutrients. Now, if that's the case, why don't we just then overcook food that we enjoy and not run the risk of putting on weight?
Why indeed, if that question has in any way whet your appetite? Come and join the discussion over on our forum, nakedscientists.com/forum. Or if you'd like to ask a question of your own, email chris@nakedscientists.com. I've been Phil Sansom, and until next time, take care and goodbye.
Music in the programme is sponsored by Epidemic Sound, perfect music for audio and video productions.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.